Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
Warning signs of danger. So do not throw away your confidence. It will be richly rewarded. Hebrews 10:35. The altitude, unpredictable weather, and rugged terrain all combine to make mountain climbing a harrowing adventure. If an unsuspecting, poorly equipped hiker gets caught by a sudden storm, he or she may be in serious danger. In life, as in mountain climbing, signposts guide the inexperienced. And it's often the hidden, unexpected dangers that pose the greatest threat to your soul's survival. Charles Hodge points to the signs that warn you of spiritual danger. Walk with Charles Hodge, a theologian who taught some 3,000 ministers throughout the 1800s. One great and fatal offense under the Old Testament was apostasy from the worship of Jehovah. This was punishable by death. It admitted no repentance. The author strives to impress upon his readers that their danger was the same. Their crime if they forsook Christ would be greater, and their punishment far more severe. It was greater, as much as Christ was greater than Moses, and his blood more sacred than that of bulls and goats. We still need this caution and exhortation. Our danger from within is an evil heart, not to be despised, not to be neglected, but strenuously watched. Our danger also is the influence of the world, its avocations, its amusements, its spirit, its opinions leading to indifference, tolerance of unbelief, and unfaithfulness. Today's New Testament reading is Hebrews chapter 10, verses 19 through 39.
Therefore, brothers and sisters, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way opened for us through the curtain that is his body, and since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near to God with a sincere heart and with the full assurance that faith brings, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience and having our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. If we deliberately keep on sinning after we have received the knowledge of the truth, no sacrifice for sins is left, but only a fearful expectation of judgment and of raging fire that will consume the enemies of God. Anyone who rejected the law of Moses died without mercy on the testimony of two or three witnesses. How much more severely do you think someone deserves to be punished who has trampled the Son of God underfoot, who has treated as an unholy thing the blood of the covenant that sanctified them, and who has insulted the Spirit of grace? For we know him who said, "It is mine to avenge, I will repay." And again, "The Lord will judge his people." It is a dreadful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Remember those earlier days after you had received the light, when you endured in a great conflict full of suffering. Sometimes you were publicly exposed to insult and persecution. At other times you stood side by side with those who were so treated. You suffered along with those in prison and joyfully accepted the confiscation of your property because you knew that you yourselves had better and lasting possessions. So do not throw away your confidence. It will be richly rewarded. You need to persevere so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what he has promised. For in just a little while, he who is coming will come and will not delay. And, but my righteous one will live by faith, and I take no pleasure in the one who shrinks back. But we do not belong to those who shrink back and are destroyed, but to those who have faith and are saved.
Affluence, deceptive teaching, improper thought life, worldly pleasures, immorality, just plain laziness can tempt you to throw away your confidence by chipping away at your faith. The pathway to destruction isn't necessarily taken with giant steps. More often than not, it's little shuffles. But God delights in those who diligently guard their faith, standing firmly in the confidence of His Word and pressing on toward the goal of Christlikeness, regardless of their earthly circumstances or tribulations.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily Worship from the Heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.